Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. So let me leave you with this thought today. You might have noticed that I very consciously try not to speak negatively of things in the closing moments of our time together. In my view, there is already an overabundance of negativity in our world. There's an old saying that the last thing a fish would ever notice is water. These days, in my opinion, negativity, snark, aggression, cynicism, hate, judgmentalism have sadly become the water in which we are all swimming. I don't know about you, but I would love to spend my days swimming in cleaner water. But the world is full of real problems, Dean. You can't just put your head in the sand and hope them away. Well, you see, that's the curious thing. Who decided the only way to clean up a mess is to get down and wallow in it? Who decided the best way to fight fire is with fire? At the risk of appealing very naive, I'll admit I'm still operating under the assumption that the best way to fight fire is with water, or at least to deny the fire the fuel that it longs to consume. Every day, multiple times a day, we are told that we're a deeply divided country. Every day, somebody suggests the rancor has become so intense that we are headed toward another civil war. Now, perhaps that's what some people truly believe. Maybe that's what some people truly want. I think, just practically speaking, there are about 10,000 reasons why such a prediction is not going to come true. Just one of those reasons is how we love to complain about systems and institutions while we are deriving benefits from them. It's the old conundrum that you have to climb up into God's lap in order to slap him in the face. So no, I think folks are confusing two very different things. What we're fighting, what we've all become casualties of, is not a civil war, but a war of civility. This is a quote attributed to the great American poet Walt Whitman. I'm not sure he actually said it, but it doesn't have any effect on how true it is. I heard it again watching Ted Lasso yesterday. By the way, a wonderful show with a main character that we could all stand to become more like. And the quote is simply this: be curious, not judgmental. I believe that strikes very close to the heart of the matter in this present war of civility that we are all victims of. You know by now what importance I place on leading with curiosity, on having all the questions instead of pretending to have all the answers, of getting to the why, like we've done the last 2 days, behind every what. Well, when you are a fundamentally ignorant person, which is exactly what we all are, then the best thing to know is that you are a fundamentally ignorant person. Embracing your ignorance keeps you open, keeps you growing, keeps you humble, and maybe most important these days, keeps you civil. I like to think I'm a pretty curious person, and as a result, I'm not a very judgmental person. But I'm still not curious enough to always be the best version of myself. I'm still judgmental. What's even worse, I think I'm most judgmental of judgmental people. So I guess sin begets sin, and the war of civility continues. So where do you start? I think maybe the best place to reignite your curiosity is to be curious about why you feel so judgmental. The most important questions are the questions we ask ourselves. Life is the art of becoming the best you that you can dream of being. And when you're dreaming that dream, help bring an end to the war of civility. Don't judge. Be curious. Find the why. Question everything, but begin with yourself. And then I believe you'll become a less negative person and even perhaps find that you're building yourself a more beautiful life. Everybody, enjoy the beautiful Sunday that we have at our disposal. Be nice to people today. Don't judge. Ask the question. Be curious. Dig under the surface. Get to the root of it. Understand the world a little better. And then, have a great week, and we'll see you next weekend.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.